Like, my mom actually told me the only people she, when she was growing up, the only people that had beards were potheads and Hell's Angels. Everybody from her generation kind of immediately sees that, and everybody from our generation sees, like, oh, that's a sweet beard or a sweet mustache.
That's Thomas Blurton. He's one of the co-founders of the Gem City Gentleman of the Gilded Beard. Thomas says his beard is a way for him to connect with his ancestors.
This whole beardless thing is really kind of a modern invention. I think it was probably around the early 1900s up until now has just been this kind of like Romanesque beardless thing. I don't know. I don't know why it happened. And I guess some of us just want to bring it back. I don't know. It's kind of it's a genetic, just like physical apparent lineage.
The Gem City Gentlemen organized Ohio's first beard and mustache competition to cultivate a local appreciation of facial hair. These contests are a European tradition that has been gaining popularity in the United States recently, particularly with young people in urban areas.
My name is Nathan Stevens. I'm a co-founder of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard and a co-organizer of this event. If you take a look at the sign-up sheets, full natural beard is going to be out of control. We are approaching 24 competitors from all over the United States. And I'll tell you, the guy that wins that is, he's got a beard. He's got a real beard.
Out of 8 categories, full beard natural is the most difficult for the judges. But for contestants, it's the easiest style to maintain. You just let it grow. So many first-timers enter full beard natural without realizing how competitive it is. Like Mike Scanlon, a retired postal worker from Cincinnati.
They told me, here, sign this sheet when I came in, and that's for full beard natural. So I signed up there.
Scanlon has been growing his beard for 13 years. It's pure white, and it's separated into 2 dreadlocks, hanging almost to his knees. Scanlon says his beard has always gotten him a lot of attention, but he'd never considered taking it competitive until he heard about this contest.
Welcome indeed to Ohio's first beard and mustache competition and festival. Is everybody ready for a competition?
Every imaginable kind of facial hair was on display. Goatees inspired by Abraham Lincoln, long Fu Manchu mustaches, and curly waxed handlebars. Beard styles with names like Garibaldi and Verde, or the short and pointy ducktail. There was even a fake beard category for women.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final category, the category that many of you have been waiting for, full beard natural.
And they finally get to me. And the crowd went crazy. You know, like the uproar of the crowd. I thought, what the hell's going on here? Crowd's going crazy. I couldn't understand what was for me. Apparently, I was the crowd favorite. Could not believe it.
He may have been the crowd favorite, but the judges deadlocked. Scanlon ended up in a tie with 2-time World Beard Champion Jack Passion. Passion shook up the scene in 2007 when he became the first American to win Europe. He was only 23, and he became a folk hero to other young Americans looking to change the public perception of beards. Before the competition started, everyone was talking about Passion's big red beard.
My beard, what I typically describe it as, is like a waterfall of hot lava pouring from my face and ending up in my waist.
Passion is on a United States beard and mustache tour, and so far he's undefeated. This competition in Dayton, this is his last stop. And Mike Scanlon is in a tie with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to announce the winners.
And I'm thinking, don't let me be the winner here. I'm nobody. I don't even know why I'm here. And this guy kind of is the king of the world of beards. And I was hoping he'd win.
It took the judges about an hour to break the tie between Mike Scanlon and Jack Passion. Scanlon's no Hell's Angel, but he is a biker. The kind of guy that's supposedly giving beards a bad rap.
And in first place, Mr. Jack Passion!
It was a win for the younger generation, and it gave Passion a perfect record for his U.S. tour, which he sees as a campaign for a cause.
There's so many facial hair stereotypes. There's that moment where they want to judge you. They're like trying to formulate what they think about you, and I buy myself a few extra seconds because they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy has this huge beard, but he's not what I would expect a guy with a huge beard to look and act like. So that's really important.
Scanlon says he's sure there are others in Ohio with beards better than his, but it still feels good to be caught in a tie with Jack Passion.
My daughter especially thinks it's cool.
For WISO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.